This is the story of Representative Tom Kaine Jr., who hasn't been seen for quite some time. In fact, he has not voted on a bill. He represents New Jersey in the U.S. House. He's not voted on a bill since March 5th. My count, he's missed 52 votes across 15 days of voting. His office has been kind of vague about why this is happening. It's the obvious belief is health issues, and any lack of detail is kind of out of the ordinary. He's already facing a tough election ahead. We'll get to those numbers in a second. He represents a swing district, as they say. Includes parts of North and Central New Jersey. Previously served 19 years in the state Senate, 14 years as a Republican Party's leader. District he's in, Kaine flipped it in 2022, defeating Democrat Representative Tom Malinowski by about 3 points, thanks to, of course, redistricting that pushed the seat toward the GOP. He won re-election by about 5 points in 2024. But things have changed quite a bit, thanks to Donald Trump's falling approval ratings, high gas prices, a war that nobody wants. It's going to make it tough for any Republican to maintain any kind of razor-thin majority in their seat as well as in the House overall. Already, Kaine was seen as pretty much the most vulnerable incumbent in New Jersey. He has four Democrats who are going to be facing each other in the primary on June 2nd. Decide he'll take on Kaine in the fall. Kaine's 7th Congressional District is made up of Hunterdon and Warren counties, parts of Morris County, Somerset, as well as Sussex County. If you look at recent elections, a voter for Democrat Governor Mikey Sherrill by about 2 points last year. That was after voting for Donald Trump by just about a point back in 2024. And, of course, we've talked about it here on Issues and Ideas, Kaine's district is also home to that planned ICE detention center in Roxbury, which is, of course, facing loud opposition from both Republicans and Democrats. And this might be an explanation of why Kaine has really not been an active participant in the outrage regarding the ICE detention center. Gets even more strange. Politico reported a couple of weeks ago, not even his Republican colleagues could say where Kaine had been for the last month. I hadn't heard back from him when they reached out. His team is citing unspecified health issues as a reason for this. Kaine consulted Harrison Neely, said Kaine will be back to his regular schedule soon. Well, at least he didn't say 2 weeks. That doesn't work anymore with people. Kaine did break his silence, a social media statement. This past Monday, he posted to his campaign account instead of his official congressional one, which was kind of odd, saying, I want to thank my constituents and colleagues for their patience as I address a personal medical issue. My doctors continue to assure me that my recovery will be complete and I will be back on the job I love very soon. He also mentioned that as congressional staff, continuing the constituent services and legislative work in his campaign has continued to, quote-unquote, run strong, but still kind of cryptic and not really full of many details. And how Kaine is handling this is disturbing when you compare it with other high-profile examples of recent years, like John Fetterman, Senator Fetterman. His staff, for example, disclosed his stroke during the 2022 campaign, his treatment for depression the following year, more recently a fall that led to his hospitalization. That was back in November. Both Donald Trump and former President Joe Biden, they informed the public when they became sick with COVID-19. Two members of the New Jersey delegation died while serving in 2024. Donald Payne, Newark Democrat, he died from a diabetes complication. And Bill Pascrell, Passaic County Democrat, both lawmakers, their staffs informed reporters of the reason for their hospitalizations at the time. Add to that, Kaine's absence, that's making life even tougher with the narrow Republican majority in the U.S. House. And Speaker Mike Johnson tries to do what he can to keep the ship afloat. Johnson said to the New York Times recently in a statement he expected Kaine to be back to 100% very soon. Kaine's own campaign lawyer told the L.A. Times, Kaine and his father made it very clear it's a personal matter and he's recovering and will be back altogether now soon. If you look at the campaign, who Tom Kaine might be facing in November, there's four Democrats, like I said, running in the June 2nd primary. They are Rebecca Bennett, former Navy helicopter pilot, Air National Guard officer and healthcare business leader. She's raised the most money in the primary. She's sitting on about $2.7 million. Tina Shaw, an ICU physician who was appointed as a fellow in the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs under former President Obama in his administration in 2016, worked as a senior advisor for the U.S. Surgeon General during the Biden administration. Brian Varela, entrepreneur who worked in marketing and child care, and Michael Roth, who served as an interim leader of the U.S. Small Business Administration during the Biden administration. Candidates have each raised more than $1 million in the district, but no one's outraised Tom Kane, the closest being Rebecca Bennett. But Kane right now has raised $4.4 million and is currently sitting on $3.4 million cash on hand. Creates an interesting curiosity, too, with the race being a vulnerable one for the GOP. Would the National Party come on in? Or with that financial advantage Kane has, will he be left to his own, especially in light of how he's handled his absence? Worth watching, I think.